Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Oh, nice dance, Zoe.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, everyone.
It was like a trauma response.
rocking yourself gently in the chair.
I love hearing my dancing described like that.
You're welcome.
How are you, Sam?
Honestly, I'm a little bit dusty. I'm not going to lie.
It's Friday scaries. Friday scaries. Well, at least you can just relax into the weekend.
Long weekend.
A long weekend. Thank you, Queen.
Thanks, Freddie Mercury. Love ya.
Time to talk about TV.
Yeah. We're talking about Heartbreak High.
Is this Australian show with Rachel House in it?
Yes, it is.
Aha, cool. I've been quite keen to see this.
Iconic Kiwi legend, Rachel House.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
Who eats up every goddamn scene she's in.
Yes.
So tell us the premise. What's Heartbreak High all about?
So Heartbreak High was a show that started in the 90s in Australia.
True.
It's where the original Rack Off Mole quote comes from.
Oh, okay.
And it was all about it was grittier than, say, Home and Away and Neighbours.
Right.
And focused on teens in high school, going through issues and stuff.
Sort of like Aussie Hollyoaks, which is, the UK version of that a little bit.
I would say, Aussie Skins, but a bit sanitised.
Yes, I'm following. Mm. Yep, got
it. Yeah, so it's kind of like, think in that realm of, kids with, different sexualities doing naughty things that they are too young to be doing.
Right.
And the soap opery drama of all that.
Following.
And this is the requel, you could say. So it's kind of like a continuation of that show set 25 years later.
Okay, cool.
So some of the parents in the show are played by the same characters, played by the same actors as some of the kids that were in the original show.
So are they playing their old character as an adult?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I like that. That's a nice bit of continuation.
Yeah, it's got that tenuous link to the first series, and they kind of mentioned when I was a kid at Hartley Highs, the high school they go to. So there's that nice little connection. And I haven't watched Heartbreak High, the original.
I'd be keen to hear if anyone has watched both or even just watched the first one. You can text us on 5395. I would like to hear about it.
Yeah, give us all the goss, because it has that cult following in a lot of Australians' hearts and minds.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, it's kind of like how we, our generation loves Skins. And our show. We were I want to be Effie. I don't want to be Effie.
No. The combo of Skins and Tumblr being big at the same time was just...
What a combo.
Wow. 2012 on the internet was a time. Yeah. Anyway, carrying on.
And basically, in this show, Amory, the main character, she comes to school on the first day of school, and her best friend doesn't like her anymore and has shaved off all her hair, and she can't figure out why.
Oh, no.
And she gets punched in the face, and you're like, what's going on? And they also, basically, as best friends, they made an incest map on one of the walls of their school, which is hidden away with everyone that's hooked up with everyone in the year group and what they did. And it's gross. And they, all the kids on the list get put into a special sex ed class.
Do the teachers find it then?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh, our girl Rachel finds it and she's got
Rachel
a lot
House.
To say.
Oh.
And basically they have to learn all about consent and respecting each other and, all that good stuff. And it's very, very sex education, but in Australia.
Okay, cool.
And they're both on Netflix, so it's kind of are they eating each other's lunch? Maybe. But this is very, very Australian. It's nice to not feel represented because I don't have any part of my identity that's Australian, but to know...
Antipodean.
Yeah.
Getting that kind of this half of the world.
Yeah, it's we can do that stuff and we have teenagers who do silly stuff and we can make good TV. And I enjoyed this show. I don't think it's going to win any awards.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a People's Choice, but people have lots to say.
the people have some ropey choices sometimes.
Honestly. But it's funny. It's got refreshing takes on sexuality and gender.
Cool.
It touches on the play of Indigenous people in Australia, which is really nice to see because it feels kind of authentic. And I've listened to some interviews with the two Indigenous cast members, and they talked about how they helped rewrite the script.
Oh, cool.
So they could have more of their lingo and talk about mob, basically, which is really great. There's a really fun character called Darren. They are gender non-binary and they fall in love with an Eshe. So there's an Eshe character. Love.
This is great.
If you don't know what an Eshe is, it's kind of like a gang, I guess, in Australia. It's like a way of being, and they say Eshe, and they'll steal your shoes, apparently. I don't know much about them, but it's my first time seeing that kind of delved into and the idea of like gang culture and, you know, being raised in, you know, that kind of criminal lifestyle and thinking that's the only way you can get ahead and like what that kind of means in an Australian context. Because we see that in, you know, American and British TV shows, but we don't really see it on this side of the world.
Totally. This sounds like a cool show. So you're sort of, the vibe I'm getting is it's lots of fun to watch. It's doing a good job maybe of talking about social issues. It's not necessarily going to like change the world, but it's maybe a step in the right direction for some cool TV.
Yeah, and it representation as well. Like it's got a very diverse cast in terms of sexualities and ethnicities. And it's one of those ones where I hope it gets a second season because I want to see these actors keep working. I want to see their characters grow. And I think some of the writing is really smart and really funny. And some of the issues they touch on, you know, like I got a bit emotional in like episode 7 or 8.
Yep, nice.
So like they are doing good work. I just, you know, it's not like the best show in the world.
That's all right. That's what we want. We want a nice, good show to watch. I've heard the soundtrack is very good in it.
Yes. Cool. If you like, you know, pop bangers like I do, you're gonna love it.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
So it's on Netflix?
On Netflix. All episodes are out right now. I think the original is also on Netflix.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But I'm not challenging anyone to go watch the original and then the sequel because you don't need to do that.
You can just jump into the new season and it's all good.
And there's a bit of a trigger warning. There is like sensitive topics on the show. So, and I don't think there is a trigger warning on the Netflix screen when I watched it, but maybe I can't remember that. So just, you know, approach with caution. Your research.
Thank you very much, Sam. This sounds great. Heartbreak High on Netflix. It's got Rachel House in it. What more do you want?
Yeshay.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.